Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Piping Hot from the Parks. Another episode. The summer I turned pretty. Let's talk about it. Wait, so when this episode comes out, it may or may not be done. And I wanna just talk to us in the future for a second.
Preserve this in time.
Like, I'm like, hey girl, how are you? Are you okay? Yeah. Emotionally. Are you okay? Are you not? I don't know. What are we gonna do with our Wednesday?
I literally am like, I need to find another show.
I know.
To, like, obsess over.
I know. I'm like, at first I kind of hated it that I just couldn't binge, like, the whole season. But now I'm like, this is what gives me, I look forward to the week. Because I'm like, the summer I turn pretty comes out.
Yeah.
And it's like, as soon as I get home from work on Wednesdays, like, no one talked to me. It's kind of funny, too, because, like, on Wednesdays, I, like, kind of have a social media detox because I cannot go on anything. Yeah. Because freaking Prime and The Summer I Turned Pretty,
they're posting
stuff. And I'm like, hold on, no, I haven't seen this.
Like, give me a day.
I am a working gal, okay? Yeah. I don't have time to be up at midnight and watch it right when it comes out. But anyway,
we're about to have episode 8.
Okay, yes.
This next week,
We just had the
Conrad
on the beach. I love you. And Billy's like, I'm going to tear your heart out. And also,
and then Jeremiah.
Tear out literally every single other viewer's heart in the process, because do not hurt Connie baby.
Yeah, this is not the look, Connie baby.
No, oh my gosh. Anyway, so.
If you can't tell, we're Team Conrad. Yes.
We're Team Decency.
We're Team Everyone Go to Therapy.
Fair, yeah. We're Team Belly Doesn't Get Married.
We're Team Everyone Grow Up a Little bit. We're Team Everyone Stop Emotionally Destroying Conrad Fisher every single week.
Honestly, this man's gone through so much therapy, and all of that, spoilers, all of that unraveled when his dad said that he was going to bring his mistress to the wedding.
And it's like, and then Jeremiah has no idea about the fact that, like Conrad's the only one that knows that his dad had been cheating on his mom for a while.
Oh my gosh.
With Miss Kaylee. And so that moment just, it's almost like, I don't know if I should complain about, I've seen this tweet and I think it's so funny and so true, because it's like, no matter how bad my day is going, I will never have as bad a day as Conrad Fisher. Like,
this poor man just gets slapped in the face every 5 minutes. If there's not something going wrong with Conrad, you just know it's going to be bad.
Yeah, it's, if he has even an ounce of happiness, if he has like a happy day, you're like, oh no. It's going to end. It's gonna, like, Jeremy, well, honey, I'm home. Like, he's gonna ruin.
We haven't talked about that. We've talked about a lot of this, and sorry, this is like old news.
Or if you don't care.
But if you don't care, then you can skip it, whatever, but we're gonna talk about it. I felt threatened when he was like, Belly, where are you? I'm gonna marry you wherever you are. I'm like,
ugh. That's a threat.
Stop threatening me.
Please help. Stop. And like, ew. I just get, but did you see all the stuff where it was like, so, you know, he really wanted them to meet at the dock, and that's where they, or at the pool, and that's where they had their first kiss, but she really wanted to be at the beach, and that's where her and Conrad had their first kiss, and she's like, no, I want to be at the beach. And guess who didn't show up? Mr. Jeremiah. Jerbear.
Redacted.
But guess who was there?
Connie baby.
Connie baby.
Connie baby. Oh, I just love him.
I'm team Conrad. Get away from all these crazy
literally
people.
Okay, I like, this is an unpopular opinion, and maybe it's not, but like, in any other circumstance, I would be like, she's about to get married and you just professed your love for her. Same, this is inappropriate.
Right, exactly.
But given the circumstances, the way that he looked at her when he was like, I have to tell you something, Belly. Jared cheated on you in Cabo. And she's like, I know. And he goes,
you know.
You know? You knew?
Yeah.
And you're still marrying him?
He's like, you deserve better. And her saying, no one has, what did she say? No one has treated me better. I'm like, the only other person you've dated is Conrad.
Literally.
Like, and Cam Cameron, I'm glad he got out of there. He's
bye.
He's whale watching. He's happy somewhere. Yeah. He got out of there. I'm glad he's safe somewhere from this turmoil.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
Team Jeremiah and...
Belly, go to therapy.
Team Jeremiah and Cake.
Yeah, Jeremiah and the stupid cacao.
Mirror glaze.
Yeah.
Anyway.
$750 cake, by the way, when he doesn't, and he was like, let me put it on the credit card. Bro, you already have bad credit, and you were.
I don't know. So, coming to a podcast near you, we're starting a new one, just discussing the summer I turned pretty.
I would love that.
The summer I lost my mind.
The summer I lost my mind. Because that's how it feels every single week. And also, I just want to say too, their acting in the beach scene, like both Lola and Chris, phenomenal. Her literally just serving face as he's like
literally
he's serving face and crying, but then she's just like
the wind is like whipping her hair in a certain way that like doesn't look bad. It looks majestic.
It looks like I'm like, okay, queen. Like she's literally like, it's almost like this is how Conrad would see her because he sees her.
That's one thing. I saw this post and I kind of have to agree. When she was having all those flashbacks when she was high as a kite.
She's making that edit in her head.
Yeah, in her head. I kind of wish that they had done all of that from her POV, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, like, obviously, when she's thinking about that stuff, it's not from some random person's point of view.
The camera.
It's from her. So, like, I wish we would have gotten that, but I screamed when that came on my screen. I was like, shut up.
But I just, like, had the thought, like, we would have had to see that look in the bathtub scene from her point of view.
I need that.
I would freak
I mean,
out.
We kind of did get it from her
we
POV,
did.
But...
If you know, you know.
Yeah, but I'm like... Anyways,
This is totally this your is look, not... honey, baby.
This is not a, Summer I Turned Pretty podcast, so we're done, but we just needed to share that with
and
you.
Let us, like, we just need to get that out now because unfortunately, like, the show might be over. Maybe we'll do a rewatch and just
dude,
well, we should do like a sleepover weekend and we'll just
we should there's so many things going through my head right now. So there's a podcast called The Rewatcher, and it's by the same people that do Morbid, the true crime podcast.
Yeah.
And they basically are rewatching Buffy and the Vampire Slayer, but they're almost done with it. And they just announced what show they're doing. I'd never heard of it though, so like, I don't know. But anyway, that's what I thought of. I was like, what if we did something with the Summer I Turned Pretty? Like,
we should watch
an episode each week
after
the season is done and then talk about it.
Yes, we'll do, like, bonus.
Bonus episode. Has nothing to do with
Disney,
but...
They don't even, like, reference Disney at any point. That way we could, like, tie that in.
I don't know.
But, I mean...
If you're interested, let us know.
Yeah,
I would totally love to do that.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
I would love
it's
that.
It's, like, so not in any way, shape, or form related to what we do, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll figure
especially
it out.
Especially, like, because I'm definitely going to rewatch it anyway from, like, especially just because, like, Jenny Han and the show writers have done such a good job of just, like, leaving little Easter eggs. Like, you see the stuff about the shell, too, where, like, the Summer I Turned Pretty, like, official account posted. I don't know whether it was on Twitter or Instagram or which one, but like they posted like it's not the summer without your one true love or something, and they posted like a little seashell emoji. And at whatever it said, it was something along those lines with the seashell emoji. And then the end of the last episode with Conrad in like that little cabana, it was the exact same seashell behind him as he's sitting there comforting himself.
I know, man's like having a panic attack. Yeah. Poor baby.
Conrad just can't catch a break. No matter how bad my day is, Conrad Fisher is having a worse one. Like,
poor kid. All right, anyway, we're going to stop now.
Back to regularly scheduled programming.
Back it up. We'll put a timestamp. You don't want to hear us yap about this.
We should put one of our polls something.
Yes. Are you guys interested in the summer Tim Pretty? Yeah, I mean, we could... I was thinking about doing, like, well, I don't know how, like, soon in the future this would be, but, like, eventually we'll probably do, like, Patreon or something. Mm-hmm. We'd, like, do, like, our bonus episode.
Yeah.
The Summer's Turn Pretty.
Yeah.
I will figure out a way to tie it into the theme of this podcast if we can talk about it. We'll figure it out
some way, because, like...
The beach.
Beach.
Travel.
Beach club.
We go to the yacht and beach club. We stay there.
Yes.
Or we just go there because we don't have money like that. And we record each episode at the yacht and beach
club. There we go. And hopefully they'll kick us out because we're there all the time just recording an episode. I'm trying to think. Like, there has to be some... I don't... Because I'm trying to think of, like, when they would have brought up...
The boardwalk.
Boardwalk.
They went to the boardwalk in season 2.
Yeah.
Which we'll figure it out. It's fine. Yeah. If you guys like hate this though, please let me know.
Please just be like,
shut up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Lola Tung was in Hadestown with Jordan Fisher. Jordan Fisher was in Teen Beach Movie. He's literally this one of the singers for Happily Ever After.
Yeah.
We'll weave that in. There's
Or we'll just start another podcast.
Yeah.
It's fine. We'll figure it out.
We'll do, like, YouTube videos or something. Yeah. Even if we don't do a podcast, we'll do, like, reaction videos.
We'll figure it out.
Because we're 25 and we're just, like, so invested.
It's fine.
That's something, like, after the last episode, the next day, I had... Because, like, I know you and I texted and I was just, like, so angry and I was so upset. I had been crying. And then, literally the next day, I'm like, I'm 25 years old. I need to calm down.
It's fine.
But it's also so fun to have a show like that, that like, just worldwide. Just, like, everyone's kind of reacting to it, like, be a part of it.
Honestly, like, such low stakes, too. Yeah. Like, this has nothing to do with my life, so let me be upset about it.
Yeah. Let me be upset about 2 21-year-olds getting married. Like.
Yep. Anyway.
Team Conrad.
Welcome to Piping Hot from the
Welcome.
Hey. Okay.
We've been talking for
What do you have for us in terms of news? We're actually not even talking about Disney today. We're talking about Universal.
Yeah, so it's not...
Yeah, it's fine. There's no connection there.
Yeah, there's no connection.
Okay. We're going to... Okay.
Yeah.
News.
We're talking about Halloween Horror Nights.
Yay. Happy Halloween. Halloween in... There is Halloween in The Summer I Turned Pretty, right? Is there, like, an episode?
They watch old movies, which are Universal Pictures, I'm sure. Like, I don't know about Bye Bye Birdie.
Yeah, I'm but sure is there... Because they've had, like, Christmas episodes.
They had the Christmas.
4th of July. And there's got to be... Did they...
I don't think they've done anything for Halloween. Because I guess because it all takes place over the summer, so...
Yeah, but they have, like, Christmas stuff.
I mean, maybe it's mentioned during the one part with, maybe it's mentioned when it has, like, the flashbacks to when Conrad and Billy are dating.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it is, like, winter time, so maybe...
I don't know, it doesn't matter.
There's a disco party. That's not Halloween, but it's...
But it's costume.
A dress-up party.
Anyway. Halloween Horror Nights. Spooky! At this point, well, when is it starting?
August 29th.
Okay, so
this week?
This episode will have been out 2 weeks, a week after, 2 weeks after it started.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have the one that we recorded last week. So we have two episodes that come out before this one. So Halloween Horror Nights will be 2 weeks in by the time that this is released. Hello.
Hello, future from self.
The past. Yeah. Anyway, I have literally no stake in this, but I figured we would talk about it because people like Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, it's very popular. I personally have not gone and probably will never go. Nope. I'm just not a horror or, like, scary. I hate being, like, scared and stuff. So even though there have been houses that I've been interested in, like, I would love to go to the FNAF house this year. Like, I want to go so bad.
Yeah.
But I can't bring myself to put myself through that. Even with, like, the necklace you can buy and stuff, I just can't do that.
A little weird thing about me is I love horror movies. I love thriller and horror books. But put me in it, mm-hmm. and I hate it. Yeah. And I don't like being jump scared.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a movie happening, I know that A, it's like not in my house, and B, if I really don't like it, I can just turn it off.
Yeah.
Whereas like when you're there,
you're stuck.
Yeah, you're stuck.
Especially because they're having like the Terrifier, I think his name is Art, like the clown.
Yes.
He's allowed to just like free roam.
Yeah.
The park.
I've heard some crazy things about that house.
Yeah, I'm like not, because I think they had the house last year and apparently it was just sensory overload, like with smells and sounds. And
I don't.
Was it last year or am I crazy?
I don't know if they had that. I thought that was a new thing this year.
Last year was I think it was the Insidious house that was supposed to just be like
a sensory nightmare. The Terrifier is new, but I think also one of the reasons why I can't do Halloween Horror Nights, specifically the houses, is the smells.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sensitive to smells. I'm really sensitive to sound. I'm really sensitive to light. And so all of those combined with also not being a fan of being jump scared.
You're already like scared.
I'm like sensory overload, like you said. Like that's very crazy.
Overstimulated. Like I would freak out, especially if they were like, because I have like a sensitive sense of smell too. So it's like as soon as I like smell anything bad, like I would just probably start crying.
And they're opening up the how they do the effects of like blood splatter. They're opening it up to 100%. So people are gonna get soaked. And it's not colored, like it's just water and lights.
But still,
some people were like concerned that it was gonna be colored water or like legit like fake blood. They can't do that.
Yeah.
There would be a lot of issues with that. So it's just gonna be water. But like, I'm sorry. I don't wanna get soaking wet.
Yeah.
Like, and it probably smells.
Yeah.
And I don't really understand here's the thing. I'm going to backtrack for a second. I do understand the appeal because I think that people probably get the same feeling when they go to this as I do when I watch horror movies or when I read those books.
Mm-hmm.
I like the adrenaline that comes with it. I for some reason, I cannot get it through my head that like, there, I am still safe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because of all of those other, like, sensory issue, like, things that, like, bother me. And so that doesn't make me feel safe.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, with a horror movie, like, I'm not experiencing any of that.
Yeah, you're not having all those other, it's just, like, a visual,
right.
like, fear. Yeah, I do love a good thriller book. I love a good mystery.
Yeah.
And I do, like, thriller, I do love thriller mysteries. I was gonna say like thriller TV shows, but I guess like it's the same thing. I do, but like anything horror. Something I am interested in though to see is like, so with the Five Nights at Freddy's stuff, which I would love to go see if I could, it's very interesting because they're having, I think it's rumored to be Joe's Pizzeria over Universal Studios, is gonna become like Freddy Fazbear's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think is interesting, and a lot of people have pointed out, is, like, it's interesting that the creator is allowing them to do that, because one thing that the creator did not want to do is do, like, real life versions of stuff from his games, because he knows that there's actual, like, creepy people who might try to, like, reenact what happens in those games.
Right.
And, like, make it a danger to children.
Yeah.
Even though there won't be, like, super young kids at, because I think you have to be 13 to even be allowed in.
Uh-huh.
But still, like, that's still a little kid. But I think it's very interesting, because it's like, so I'm curious to see what they did to where he agreed to allow them to do that, because he didn't want that, because he didn't want for his creation people to use that
to be weird.
To be weird and creepy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I liked, like, I wish I could tolerate it. I actually think, so I was technically supposed to go this mm-hmm. year. My fiance's family goes every year. My fiance and I don't like it, so we don't go. Mm-hmm. But his grandma goes every year, but she doesn't. She, like, goes, she eats the food there, and then she goes back to the resort.
Queen.
And she, like, chills, because she doesn't do, like, the haunted houses mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And so I was actually going to go, just to, like, go, because I had a free pass mm-hmm. with my Premier Pass, but my Premier Pass expired. And we didn't know that. Like, I mean, I did, but I forgot about it, and then we didn't renew. And they're not renewing their passes after they expire, so I'm not renewing mine, mm-hmm. but theirs just expire, like, later than mine does. So anyway, I'm not going anymore. Which is kind of a bummer, because I did want to kind of experience it without, like, really experiencing it.
Yeah.
So, I was gonna go and, like, because I love food for mm-hmm. events and stuff, and for things like Halloween Horror Nights and Mickey's Not So Scary, they have exclusive food items that you can't eat unless you're, like,
really good.
Part of the event. Yeah. So, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I know the Fallout stuff is supposed to be really, really cool, too. So I would have really liked to see that. But I know part of it, thinking of it now, is just, like, if I were to do something like that, especially with something like Five Nights at Freddy's, the lines to get that. I think I heard somewhere, though, that they are changing the way some of the lines are working this year, I think, to kind of help accommodate
mm-hmm.
how long they expect these lines to be. But I'm like, I've got a feeling, and I'm sure it was the same thing, like, a couple years ago with, like, Stranger Things and stuff like that, where, like, big blockbuster things like that, there are a little bit more recent. Like, I know they do a lot of movies. Like, Insidious is, like, recent, but not, like, within the last couple years, which, I mean, mm-hmm. I think Five Nights at Freddy's, the first game, came out, like, what, 10 years ago or something? So it's more recent, and then they got the movies. But can imagine if you want to do one of those houses, that's one of the only things you're going to be doing that night because of how long the lines are. Because I've heard of, like, 2 or 3 hour lines for some of these. But if they fix it, it might not be too bad.
Yeah, I think that my future in-laws have gone more than once. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's how they get all the houses in. But they have done multiple houses in the same night. Mm-hmm. So I think it's doable for sure. But I did actually want to shout out someone on TikTok that we follow each other. And I want to make sure that I get her handle right, so I'm looking it up right now. So her name is Tamia, and her handle is Tamia Smiles on TikTok. And she has a series that she does. She's like a big Halloween Horror Nights mm-hmm. girly. And she actually has a series, and it's called, hold on, let me pull it up. It's called Scaredy Cat Tips to Conquer Halloween Horror Nights. And she has, like, a couple videos in this series on, like, how to navigate Halloween Horror Nights if you are a scaredy cat. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that, like, these tips would work for me because most of my stuff is sensory. Mm-hmm. But if you're just scared of it, I would definitely go check her out.
Yeah.
She is a wonderful human being. I love her videos. This is a little plug for her, so hi.
Hi,
but she's so sweet. She makes amazing content, especially about Halloween Horror Nights. So if you are either if you're going or if you're like on the fence about going because you're a little scared, go check her out. She's got tips both about like being afraid of Halloween Horror Nights, but also just like things to do, things to eat. She does vlogs and stuff like that. So yeah, she is great. So just go. I just wanted to do a little plug. For my girl.
That's such a good help too, because I know, you know, there are so many people that go that do love horror movies or like don't mind, like they want to be scared. Mm-hmm. Like that's, you know, so it's like I feel like for those of us who don't necessarily want that but we're like interested in going, like having those little tips definitely helps so much.
Yeah. So she's awesome. Go follow her on TikTok. Like she's just very cool. So go check her out. She has a lot of Halloween Horror Nights content. And I love to just watch her vlogs because I know I'm never going to go. Same. I kind of like live vicariously through her. So yeah, she's very cool.
I'm
go
very check excited her out. For all the vlogs this year. Yeah. I'm like, I will support you from over
here. From this chair.
From this chair.
Hours away. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, but that's exciting. So if you're going to Halloween Horror Nights, let us know with our Google Doc form. We would love to hear your experience, whether like what you had to eat.
Yeah.
How long your wait times were, what your thoughts were compared to other years.
We'd love to know your opinions on, like, the houses that they have this year.
Especially, I want to know about the Five Nights at Freddy's. Like, please. Yeah. Let me know.
So, yeah, we need your feedback on that because we are not going.
Yeah.
So, we can't really talk about it as far as our experience goes, but we would love to share your stories.
Yeah. Yeah. You can be featured, and we'll with your permission, obviously. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Should we get right into the drama of it all?
We should go. So this has literally nothing to do with Halloween Horror Nights, but it does have to do with Universal. So this is a really short one.
Oh, wow.
This is from 3 years ago. It is from the Am I the A-Hole subreddit titled AITA for not inviting my eldest son to Universal Studios. My 18-year-old goes back and forth from his mom's to my house. I have two younger sons, 7 and 9 from my second marriage, who live with me full time. They have been dying to go to Universal Studios and I got tickets. It's all G-rated stuff and nothing that a teen would be interested in. Okay. We went, and I found out that my 18-year-old was angry that he wasn't invited. I told him to get real. Like, he'd really be interested in seeing Minions or taking pictures with SpongeBob. He would have hated it, so I didn't bother. That?
Yeah, you're the a-hole. This is, like, the second one in a row where we've...
Yeah. I just...
Do you not know what Universal is? Like, it's not for younger... Like, it is for families.
But
it caters more towards his age.
Yeah, and, like, adults. Like,
yeah,
adults go, I think it's more, like, socially, and, like, go to Disney without your kids. I mean, we do. But, like, it's more socially acceptable to go to Universal without kids than it is to go to, like, Disney without kids. That, like, do you know what Universal is?
Yeah, it's not just Minions and SpongeBob.
Right, you've got, like, the whole Jurassic Park area. You have all of Harry Potter. I mean, there's, like, real roller coasters.
Yeah, like...
Yeah. I mean, and this time there was, like, Rip Ride Rocket. You've got The Mummy.
Yeah.
You've got, like, all that stuff. And, hello, they do Halloween Horror Nights. Like, what in what world do you not think that Universal is for... adults, let alone like an 18-year-old.
Yeah, he would probably almost enjoy it more than the 7 and 9-year-old, right. To be honest.
I think I would. Yeah. Like, I didn't even start going to Universal until I was like 17. It is. I mean, there are some like kiddie parts, like they have the DreamWorks area and they have like Seuss Landing, but like most of what they have at Universal are geared towards older teens and adults.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
The overall verdict was a-hole, which is not surprising.
Not surprising.
And the top comment says, "You're the a-hole. You could have asked instead of assuming. Maybe it was less about the Minions and more about the time spending with you and your brothers. Would you have done this if all three of your children had the same mother?"
Ooh.
And then somebody replies to that and says, dude, I'm 20 and I would love to go to Universal Studios. You're the a-hole. And then someone says, I just turned 30 and have been dreaming about seeing Hogwarts for years, and my dad surprised me by taking me last year for my birthday. Like, it's, I, like we were talking about, like, I really do feel like it is geared towards, like, older teens and adults.
Yeah.
And I do like that. Like, why did you assume, even if he, even if it was, like, geared towards kids, like, even if we were, like, talking about Disney,
mm-hmm.
like, why would you assume that your child doesn't want to go?
Yeah, at least ask. Like,
yeah.
Just ask. That's all that matters. Communication. Right.
Communication. I feel like a majority of the stories that we read could be solved by communication. But let me see if there's any other like good comments. This comment says, you're the a-hole. As a 22-year-old myself, I would have been very hurt that my parents didn't even invite me to vacation, even if it's something they didn't think I'm not interested in. You should have taken him into consideration. That's why he's hurt.
Yeah.
Which I think is so true. Like, it's not just about not going to Universal. It's the fact that you didn't even consider him.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I'd agree with that other person, too, where it's just, like, it looks bad, even worse for that kid when you do take... your other two children.
Right. And I know, like, he's not, like, a child anymore, but he's still your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. This person says, you're the a-hole. He clearly would have enjoyed it, otherwise he wouldn't be upset. Instead of apologizing, you brushed it off and told him to get real. Father of the Year award right here. Secondarily, do you play favorites often? Because if this is a pattern, that makes it worse, which is so true.
Yeah.
I mean, he has his firstborn who goes back and forth between mom and dad. And then he has two other kids from his second marriage who live with him full time. And so I definitely do think that even if it's not intentional, that the 18-year-old could feel slighted and, like, feel less than his half-siblings because he just doesn't get to spend as much time with OP.
Yeah.
But
this doesn't help at all.
Right. It kind of, like, solidifies probably any, like, thoughts that he had about, like, playing favorites and stuff like that. This comment says, you're the a-hole. I'm 33 and I would have loved going to G-rated things. Heck, I went to Jurassic Quest last weekend and it's mostly aimed at little kids, but I still wanted to see dinosaurs. You made an assumption without asking him. Now you need to be an adult and parent and apologize. Otherwise, don't be surprised if he cuts you out of his life by assuming you don't give a flip and tells you to get real.
And I agree with this one too. It just...
That one. This commenter says, you're the a-hole. Did you even bother to ask? Your kid doesn't stop being your kid at 18. He doesn't give an F about seeing the Minions. He cares that he was excluded from a family trip. You effectively told him he is no longer your family, which is so true.
That's what we've been saying, too. It's just, like, it's not just the fact that, like, oh, I didn't think he would enjoy it. It's, like, you didn't even consider him.
Mm-hmm. I think this last comment I'm going to read, I think this comment kind of sums it up a little bit. You're the a-hole, and I don't believe you're confused about why. You went. It was a family outing, so of course your son didn't want to be excluded. Maybe you genuinely don't know what people of all ages enjoy going to Universal Studios. I don't believe that, but let's pretend. Even in that situation, it would be rude to exclude one family member. This poor kid has to deal with being shunted from one divorced parent to another. He gets to see your new family enjoy a stable life where kids have a home with parents who are focused on their own family. Yet, instead of going out of your way to ensure he feels included in what is likely a horrible situation for him, he actually had to explain why your decision is a problem. And on top of that, you are digging in instead of making an effort to get what is not a hard situation to get. You need to make an effort to do something special with him and to include him in future outings. Even if he refuses the invitation, he wants to be included. You don't need me to explain that because he already has. You need to start listening.
Mm.
Which
100%
is so, so true. I mean, he probably there's no situation that divorce is an easy thing for any party.
Right.
And even if it is, like, the best thing for your family, because I honestly, like, even though I'm not a huge supporter of, like, divorce in general, mm-hmm. I do think that sometimes it is harder for the kids when the parents do stay together,
yeah.
when it's just so toxic.
Right.
So it's not even always that, like, the divorce itself was, like, a bad decision, but it's never an easy one for anyone involved.
Right.
And having to go back and forth from mom and dad is hard enough, and then you get to see your dad in a happy home with two other siblings that are your half-siblings, and you're kind of like, dang, they have a better life than I did.
Right.
In that regard. And I think it's like all these comments said, your kid doesn't stop being your kid at 18. I mean, heck, I'm 25 and I still live with my parents.
Same.
I still need my mom and dad very much. Like, and I still like to spend time with them. And I would be upset if they excluded me in family trips, even though I am an adult. Mm-hmm. I mean, me and both of my siblings are adults at this point. And we go on family vacation at least once a year, if not more. Our parents don't exclude us now that we're adults.
Right.
And I think that even if we had younger siblings who were still children, I mean, at one point that was the case. My siblings are younger than me, and so they were kids while I was an adult. But I was never excluded from any of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just think that it's kind of a bad situation. Let me see if there's any, like, comments or updates or anything. I don't think so, because this looks like a throwaway account. Oh, just kidding. He did respond to 3 comments. So, this commenter said,
that was the one
I think this is the one that we read, the one that said you could have asked instead of assuming. Maybe it's less about the minions and more about spending time with you and his brothers. Would you have done all of this if your 3 children had the same mother? And then, I don't...
Maybe they responded to a different comment?
I'm wondering if there was a deleted comment or something. But OP basically said, I would not ask my younger kids if they wanted to go to horror nights. Which, that comment, even though I don't really understand the context and, like, why he said that, it leads me to believe that you do understand that Universal is geared towards older people, not children. I mean, obviously, you wouldn't have your 5 and your 7-year-old go to Halloween Horror Nights.
Right.
Even if there wasn't an age restriction, you probably wouldn't bring them.
Exactly.
So, he's, like, basically doubling down. I don't really understand, like, what he's replying to. This post is 3 years old, so...
It looks like he's just trying to defend himself. We're like, well, we actually stayed G-rated with the stuff we did. It's like, okay, but...
Yeah. This person said... You're the a-hole. Universal has plenty of stuff for 18-year-olds. Sounds like you are rationalizing being a cheapskate. And OP replied, not the stuff we did. And it's like...
Okay, but that doesn't mean that there isn't stuff.
Right. I don't understand.
What did you do all day if you only spent time with Minions and...
Right. And...
Whatever the other thing. SpongeBob. That's like very... Did you go on E.T. the rest of the day? Like, you're acting like... You didn't do anything that he might have enjoyed. That's so crazy.
But also, 18-year-olds like Minions.
Yeah.
Some of them, too. Like, I think it's, like, it's dumb. And also, this person says, you do know an 18-year-old is perfectly capable of going off and doing stuff he wants to do, then meet back up with y'all, right? I just went with a whole group of adults, and I wasn't interested in Harry Potter, so I left, did stuff, came back, and had lunch with the group, and then some of us broke off to do Jurassic Park stuff, while others went more Harry Potter nonsense. You're the a-hole. It's like, I think he probably would have spent time with you and done whatever you guys were doing. Also, you could have compromised.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do everything that the 5 and 7-year-old wanted to do. You could... If you brought your 18-year-old, you could tailor it a little bit because it's a family trip.
Which, again, like we've said, it definitely just goes back to the fact that you just didn't even consider your kid. Yeah. Like, it's not so much that he wouldn't have had, you don't think he would have had stuff to do. It's the fact that you just didn't want to invite him.
Yeah. I'm, this person just said, like, exactly what you said. Did you just stay in Seuss Landing or something? There's a lot of teen can do at Universal. I think Universal parks are more suited for teens than younger kids, like Disney is, which is what we were saying. So, anyway, no, like, no, you're right. No, I was in the wrong, whatever. This user has negative 66 karma because it got so many downvotes.
Especially with him responding and trying, still not even acting like he understood, like he knows. I agree with that one person where it's like he knows what's wrong. He's just trying to justify his own actions.
Yeah.
But I feel so bad for the kid.
I know. Anyway, it's not like a great situation, but I feel like that is not an uncommon one either.
No.
So
unfortunately not.
That's all I have in terms of Reddit stories today. We're keeping it kind of short for so many different reasons. But if you guys enjoyed the longer episodes, let us know. But if we don't get any feedback, we are going to keep them shorter until further notice. But we have obviously talked about doing Patreon in the future and bonus episodes. So if you are... like, I need more, we're gonna work on it. But yeah, that's all we have for today. If you like listening to us in your ears every Thursday, please rate our podcast wherever you listen, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere. It just helps push out our podcast and helps grow this community of lovely people. Also, if you have any opinions on what we talked about today or what we talked about in previous episodes or what you want us to talk about, please fill out our Google form that is linked in the show notes. And if you want to follow us on social media so that you can stay updated on all things Piping Hot, please follow us on TikTok and Instagram. Just search Piping Hot from the Parks. And then you can follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Abby's Magical Mems.
You can follow me on Instagram at @dreamer_Danielle_.
And we want to hear your Halloween Horror Nights experiences. So please, don't be shy. We want to hear about it. When this episode comes out, it will have been 2 weeks in, so some of y'all have gone.
So I'm looking at you. We know some of y'all have been there.
So I don't want to hear crickets, okay? Okay.
Also, let us know your summer term pretty thoughts.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna be almost to the finale at this point.
Anyway. we're trademarking that podcast idea, though. No one took it.
Well, actually, yeah. Give us feedback on that, because I'm dead serious. That'd be so fun.
I want to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all we have for today. So stay magical. Bye.